If you don't like the reality of how you speak and act during your homeschool days, it might be wise to ask yourself if you have any underlying doubts about your faith. Today, I'm sharing parts of my story of my doubts and how I came to this place of complete confidence. You too can have complete confidence, full assurance of your relationship with Jesus. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. So I left off last week with a bit of a cliffhanger. I told you that I was going to tell you a couple of stories, and then as I was recording, I realized I talked longer than I expected I was going to, kind of setting up the scriptural background for the stories I wanted to tell. So I made this very impulsive decision that I was going to break this into two different episodes and save my story for the next week. So I hope you're a little bit curious, but more than that, I hope that you've been praying this week and asking yourself, first, do you have full assurance of your faith? Do you know that you know that you know that God is real and your relationship with Jesus is true? But even more than asking the question of yourself, have you been asking God to give you that full assurance? You know, we traced through a number of verses in the Bible last week. We started in Colossians, and we saw how Paul sets up the entire book of Colossians, this letter that he was writing, with a focus on Jesus. We have this reminder that our relationship with Jesus is all because of him. It's not because of what we know. It's not because of what we do. Then in Colossians 2, verse 2, we started looking at how we can have a true knowledge of God. And as we looked at the Greek words, we ended up over in 2 Timothy. And we saw that we can continually be learning and not have true knowledge. That true knowledge is a gift that God gives us. And we can ask for that gift. But then the real key was looking at 2 Timothy 2:25, where we saw that a heart of repentance is what leads us to true knowledge of Jesus. Where we're willing to admit that I've been trying to know, I've been trying to do, I've been trusting in my own efforts for my salvation more than I've been trusting in Jesus. And it's at that point that we're ready to receive the true knowledge that God wants to give us. But then we found this other word in Colossians 2. But let me go back and read these couple of verses for us. Colossians 2, verses 2 and 3. Is where Paul is praying that our hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So there we have a reminder, it's all in Jesus. The word I really want to focus on in this verse is that full assurance of understanding. The Greek word here that I shared last week is plerophoria. It means a full assurance, a certain confidence. And then I found out that it's a term used in shipping, like it with sail ships. And it means to be under full sail. It means to raise the mast, raise the sail, and then trust God to provide the wind to propel you forward. It means we're not in a rowboat, frantically rowing our oars, trying to move forward in life. We're not in the water, pushing our boat, trying to get somewhere. We're trusting God to do what only he can do. And we have full assurance that he will propel us forward. So I promised you last week a story about skydiving. It goes back to one beautiful morning almost a year ago in May on my daughter Malin's 18th birthday. I was sitting outside in this very rural area out in the country, sitting by this, you know, this peaceful pond, the winds blowing through the trees, listening to the birds singing, looking up at a beautiful day, the clouds, blue sky. And I realize that I'm sitting there waiting for my husband and my daughter to fall out of the sky. Because yes, they were skydiving. No, it was not me. That is not something that you're going to find me doing. Although after their experience that day, I went from saying 100% no to I'm at like a 99.8% no, that's not something you'll ever find me doing. But they're the two of my adventure seekers in my family. And so she wanted to go skydiving for her 18th birthday. They had this concept of pleuropheria, this full assurance, complete confidence. They jumped out of an airplane far above the earth. They consciously stepped into free fall because they trusted the parachute. They trusted that there was a backup parachute, and they trusted the instructor that they were tandem jumping with. They were under full sail. They jumped with full assurance, a complete confidence. That's how I want to live my spiritual life. What about you? Well, I want to go back to the day that I started talking about in the last episode when my children were little, and there was this day I was washing dishes at the kitchen sink and, you know, my little children all around me, and I realized I didn't like where I was in life. I had always dreamed of being a mom of young children, and I didn't like it. I was struggling with anger, anxiety, depression, and a lot of doubts. I think those doubts were the root of what I was struggling with. I had been a Christian since I was a young girl. I'd been walking with Jesus in a true relationship with Him for many years at this point, but I still had these nagging doubts. Is God really real? Can I really trust the Bible? Is my eternity really okay? And if it's all true and I'm walking with Jesus, why am I still struggling so much? Well, on that day, I decided just to be bold and ask God to give me what I needed, and I didn't know what it was. I really didn't know what I was asking for. But I think I was asking for full assurance. I was asking Him to give me complete confidence in what I believed, to stop these nagging doubts. It was kind of like a story in Mark chapter 10, where Jesus encounters a man who is blind. His name is Bartimaeus. Everybody knew that Bartimaeus was blind. And he approaches Jesus, and he'd think it's obvious what he wants. If a blind man is coming to Jesus, he probably wants to be healed and to be able to see. But Jesus asks a question. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus says, "I want to see." I think Jesus would ask us the same question. What do you want Jesus to do for you? If you don't have this full assurance of your spiritual faith, will you answer that question? Say, "God, I want to see. I want to know." He'll give you that full assurance if you'll repent, admit that you're trying on your own efforts and not trusting Him, and if you'll just ask Him to give you that assurance. Well, that day at the kitchen window, that's what I asked for. My story of how God gave that assurance is a little dramatic. God doesn't always answer in such big ways, and I think that He'll give you full assurance in a simpler way than He gave me that full assurance. But He gave me full assurance on the day that my youngest son, Caleb, was born. Caleb's now 14 years old, so the story goes back a little over 14 years old. And I could give you the long, drawn-out story, but essentially, after Caleb was born by C-section, I had some rare complications and had some major hemorrhaging. And essentially, I was bleeding to death about 2 hours after he was born. I remember being in the hospital room and it looking like a TV drama hospital scene with doctors and nurses everywhere, people shouting orders, taking notes. I remember them frantically trying to get more IVs in me and they couldn't. I remember them putting a port into my jugular vein. I remember them saying my blood pressure was 40 over nothing. I remember drug names of drugs that they were giving me. And I don't have a medical background. I don't know all of these things. And I really don't know how I stayed conscious for an hour, but I was. I remember watching the clock tick by, and I know that my baby Caleb, only 2 hours old, was lying in his little bed in that room, just quietly watching all that was going on. Thankful he didn't have understanding at that moment to know what was going on. I remember in that hour praying. I wasn't in a mental state where I was forming complete thoughts. I wasn't praying in actual sentences, but I remember the cry of my heart. And I remember it kind of went like this: God, I'm completely confident in my eternity. I'm ready to go to heaven. But I have a husband and I have 4 children. And I'm not done. Will you spare my life? I remember this full assurance and this complete peace that I knew I was going to heaven. And it's true and it's real. So friends, I just want to tell you, first of all, I've been right on that edge and it's real. I was completely peaceful in my salvation of heaven, of being with God for all eternity because of what Jesus did for me. But God gave me more than that complete confidence and assurance that day. He gave me a reminder of my calling and my purpose as a mom. That was something else that I had been struggling with in that season, was I wasn't working, I wasn't making money. Was what I was doing really enough? It is, Mom. Your purpose as a mom is a high calling. And I want you to know that you can walk in full assurance of your own faith, and that as you have that full assurance, the way you live in your daily life is going to change. You are going to walk practically in love with your children. You will walk with God's peace and His word. You can have complete confidence of who you are in Jesus. And you can share that with your children. And there's no greater calling that we as women can have, to know God personally, to walk with Jesus, and to share Him on a daily basis with our children. So the one step I want to leave you with today is the same step as last week. Ask yourself the question, do you have full assurance of your spiritual faith? And if not, what do you want Jesus to do for you? Will you ask Him to give you that full assurance? I hope you'll join me next time, because next time we're going to look at some practical steps that we as homeschool moms can take to truly and practically live in love with our children in the midst of our messy homeschool days. Until then, I pray that you will truly have that full assurance of your own faith so you can live out your calling as a homeschool mom.